It's time for another Medical Monday, and we have joining us from Your Country Doc out of Cross Lake, it's Dr. Bruce Cunningham. Dr. Cunningham, it is yours.
Well, good morning. Want to just point out that Jeff Radnick, who usually is on with me at this time of day, is not going to be with us today because this is his extremely busy time of year with Medicare signups ending December 7th, and then all the employers and individuals that he takes care of. This is a very busy time for him, and so he apologizes for not being with us. We'll cover what he has to offer and why many in the listening audience really should give him a call. So I want to cover a couple of different things. First, we've just wrapped up Thanksgiving, and personally, I want to say that I'm very thankful for the wonderful family that we have and the time that we're able to spend with them, enjoying really good food, semi-decent football, and just time together. It was very, very special for us. And then also, we need to reflect a little bit on the Christmas season coming up. And you go, well, how does that apply to a medical practice? Well, frankly, for many people, this is an extremely busy time of year, a very stressful time of year. It's compounded by the fact that we're going into the darkest time of year as well. We're only, 19 days away from the shortest day of the year, and then it'll take us several months to climb out of that. And there is a condition called seasonal affective disorder, where we just feel down, especially here in Minnesota, because the days are shorter, the nights are longer, we're not getting sun exposure. It's a dark time. Frankly, that's often where some of the Christmas traditions have come from. That's why we light up the place. We light up our homes. We light up our living rooms with trees that are decorated. It's to bring light back into life and to shed some light on the darkness that we're experiencing. It's also a very stressful time. We live it, my wife and I. My wife loves to shop, thank God, because that's not my strong area. But it's also the stress of having four kids, four son or daughter-in-laws, 11 grandkids, and that long, long list. And so I can really relate to the people that just feel overwhelmed at this time of year. You're shopping, you've got deadlines, you're worried that things aren't going to be balanced, aren't going to be received the way you wish they would be. Frankly, quite often, one of the problems is that we set expectations too high, too unrealistically, and we need to step back from that and realize the important thing is being together, sharing, and really enjoying one another. The other major thing that really gets peeled back this time of year is loneliness. And that goes along with the darkness and the depression that we see this time of year. Think about it. If you're blessed with a family like I am, it's wonderful. We look forward to this time of year. We look forward to seeing Christmas through the eyes of young children and the excitement that comes with that. But there are those out there who have few, if not anyone at all, to lean on and celebrate this time of year with. If you know somebody like that, whether it's a church member, somebody a neighbor that you know of that is alone, take a little extra time. Maybe bake that extra pie and deliver it to them. Invite them over for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day to enjoy the festivities. You can't believe how much that would do to help lift some people's depression at this time of year. Now, that also reflects on what I, as a physician, can do for people. It is amazing. We do have some very, very good tools for taking care of mild to moderate depression. And those are tools that we use every day in this practice. But it takes time to see what are some of the contributing factors. Is this a genetic issue? Is it seasonal affective disorder? Is it situational? Some of those things can respond better to counseling. Some of them respond better to medications. Often the combination is very helpful. But helping guide people through some of these things is a big part of what we do in family practice. But the other huge advantage we have is we know these people. These honestly are my friends. These are people that I care about. And having that special relationship means that I also really want to help them. I'm going to take the extra time to listen to what's going on. I'm going to protect their confidentiality, which is a big issue for a lot of people. They don't know the person that's asking them some of these questions. They may want to not be as forthright as would be helpful. But when you get to know your provider, it's extremely helpful. And so I'm going to encourage you, if you don't have a primary care physician, reach out and establish that relationship. If you're looking for one that can spend more time with you, that really wants to get to know you on an individual basis, then give me a call. I also want to really stress this time of year that we need to find balance in our lives. And that includes not going crazy with the shopping, not going crazy with the foods. My wife is famous for making two or three or four main meals that so she can please everyone. And truthfully, she should make one. And they can eat around what they don't like, but make one major entree and enjoy that. Or ask others to bring things that they prefer and share it with everyone. So there's ways to find balance this time of year when, frankly, many of us are not in that spot. It's also a great time of year to do some of the comfort things. Think of what makes Christmas so special. I was going through Facebook after the last couple of days, and for some reason, I'm getting pictures of Minneapolis in the 1960s and 70s. Well, that's where I grew up. There was a picture of 1967, Nicollet Avenue, Nicollet and 8th. And you'd remember that as that was Dayton's at the time. And it was crowded. Well, that was Christmas time. We'd go and look at the windows and the moving parts they had in there, the pretty dresses, the wonderful outfits. You'd go to the 8th floor and spend some time. And actually was a tradition for our family. And the second generation of the family, I remember we'd go through, we'd do the eighth floor place, and then we'd go and see Santa, and then we'd all get a gingerbread cookie at the end. And if you ask my kids, who are now in their 30s, they would tell you that was one of the best memories of Christmas. It was something that we could always do. So I'm going to encourage you to take a little time this year to listen to that Christmas music. Find those songs that really speak to you. I have one. It was a Barbara Streisand song, and it was the best gift of all. And she was singing about having a child at the time of Christmas. And frankly, my wife and I had one on the 20th and one on the 24th. So we can really relate to what a wonderful package this is. It's warm. It's snuggly. It sometimes stinks, but it is the best gift that you'll ever have. Now, I also want to talk, though, to the audience. I think this station, these stations have special audiences, particularly the talk station, because the people that listen to the talk station are change agents. They're people that want to see things change in a positive way. Now, I'm not one that thinks you need to change things to just change things. As a matter of fact, I think that's where we've gotten into some trouble. I'm a traditionalist in many ways, but sometimes we need to change things to make them better or correct the course we're on right now. And I want to focus specifically on healthcare. If you were to redesign the healthcare system that we have today, what would you change? What are the faults? What are the things that are not working? I think we can all agree it's just too expensive. And part of that is because there is the electronic medical record that says you have to have X, Y, and Z done every time you come in. Part of it is that because of the litigious society that we live in, doctors, physicians, assistants, nurse practitioners don't want to miss anything, and so they tend to overorder. Part of it is because we have insurance in the way, because insurance actually means that I don't bill a person directly if they're on insurance. I bill the insurance company, and so I may do extra labs because, it doesn't really hurt the patient. Well, my type of practice called direct primary care, which is a membership model, works differently than that. People pay me directly. They pay a monthly membership. And so when I order something, I have to look them right in the face, and I'm going to be able to tell them what it costs almost all the time. How different is that than what you're getting currently in the practice that you might be going to? If you ask them prices on things, they really don't know, even though it's a computer right in front of them that could tell them that if they designed it that way. We also have become impersonal in medicine. When was the last time you had an acute issue, you wanted to get in and get checked for it, but you couldn't get into your, we can book it. I have a personal provider. They called me several weeks ago and said, hey, time for your annual exam. We can book it in January or February. Now, honestly, they were kind enough to send me a message on that. I've let it drop. It's terrible. But because I can't get in there quickly, it's just been put on the back burner. We also have a problem with urgent care. So this morning, I have scheduled someone because they've got swelling of their feet for 1:30 today. That individual, now, so they've got swelling of the feet. Should they see a podiatrist? Should they see a nurse practitioner? Should they see a cardiologist? Well, I know this gentleman. He's got a lot of health issues. It's an interesting balancing act. He's had a sleep disorder. He's had a severe cough much of the fall, possible narcolepsy, obesity. All of these things come together, and you need to sit down and take time to sort that out. Another call that came in this morning is, Doc, I think I have a sinus infection. I get them routinely. I've got pain in my teeth. I've got a headache. That person may or may not need to be seen. I may just choose to treat them over the phone because I can do that because I know this patient. I know the questions to ask. And if they meet the answers that I'm looking for, why do I need to bring them in? That's just an extra time for them. It actually takes time away from me as well. So these are the kind of things you can do in this type of practice that you cannot do in the other system. I also had someone that called over the weekend. I dealt with it this morning, and they need a CDL examination. They gave me two dates early in the morning, and we were able to schedule them. I'll see them in 2 days to get that trucker's physical out of the way. So these are the kind of things we can do in a direct primary care office, and I do care what things cost. But more importantly, I care what you need. Medicine today has become cookbook medicine. And if you have high cholesterol, you need to be on this medicine. If you have diabetes, you need to be on this group of medicines. The truth is we need to take care of the individual where they're at. Good example. I had a patient who was very, very sick recently. It's not someone that sees a doctor, was hospitalized. They found that he has diabetes. They put him on $1,000 a month medicine. He can't afford that. Also, his numbers were not that bad. They were looking at him from the hospital standpoint and said, you need this. They put him on a blood thinner that is several hundred dollars a month. He can't afford that. There is a generic alternative that we can certainly put him on. They put him on a diuretic to push the fluid out of him because his scan showed that he had extra fluid in his lungs. However, this individual is skinny as a rail. He did have some extra fluid, but they sent him home on that medicine. I got him into the office, and his potassium should be 3.5 or higher. It was 2.7. It's a critical lab value, and I had to take care of it immediately. Matter of fact, because of the type of practice I have, and he had no one that could get him the medicine, on Friday, I delivered it to him. I picked it up at the pharmacy and took it over to his home, made sure that we took out the medicine that was causing the problem, put in the new medicine in the things that his family had set up for him. These are the kind of things we can do when we care more about the patient than the corporation we work for. So if you're a change agent, if you are frustrated with the current healthcare system, if you're looking for a better alternative, whether it's primary care or even on the insurance end of things, I'm going to encourage you to give me a call. Call me at 218-600-5332. Again, this is Dr. Bruce Cunningham at Your Country Doc, 218-600-5332. Or check out my website, which is the letter U, the letter R, Country Doc, yourcountrydoc.com. I want to give a quick shout out to my very good friend, Jeff Aradnick, who is an insurance agent, but his niche is offering medical cost sharing programs or what he calls cooperative care. He's got a great, great system. It will save you as individuals, you as families, or even as an employer, a significant amount of money without sacrificing quality of care. As a matter of fact, it'll drop your cost both on a monthly basis, and if you do have to have something major done, it'll significantly reduce it. We're not talking about $8,000 deductibles like most of the insurances do. So you can call Jeff at 218-656-7304. Again, that's Jeff Aradnick at 218-656-7304. Please give us a call.